Oh,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Awkward intros.
Smooth.
Awkward intros are the best.
My pubes are so bushy right now. Guess what this is?
What? Please stop doing that. Get your crotch out of my face.
But we are. And you guys know why we're doing that?
Because we're crazy?
Yes, that. But we, as a podcast, are officially 1 year old.
All right.
Sweet.
I can't believe it's been a whole 12 months. We're 12 months old, guys.
I can't
Congratulations.
Believe it.
It'd be like one of those white moms that just got, you know, her baby just
fucking
turned like
not
three.
Not saying, right. Your baby's 2.5. No, he's 24.56 months. Fuck you. Fuck you, Matt. And you white mom, you fucking.
Fuck off with your fucking math.
Get your fucking soccer ball and get out of here. We're a year old, goddammit.
We're America. We don't do math.
I can't fucking believe it, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
think back. Last year, January. What is it? January 1st. January 1st, 2020. That's when we had the idea.
That's when we, yeah.
We got drunk and we're like, we should do a podcast, dude. We should do a podcast.
If I remember correctly, we were drunk at a whiskey bar.
We were.
And we were building a fake. I got to get the picture. We built a fake Backstreet Boys album cover. with the day that we had the vests.
Oh, yeah,
for those that don't know, we all went to the movies one night and we all walked into a Hot Topic and we all walked out with matching vests.
But they were all black craft. They were half off.
Right. Like,
how could
like
you not?
No. Yeah, no. It was one of those moments where it was like we all looked at the vests and we all went, fuck, those are all fucking half off. And we all went, we're all about to walk out with matching vests, aren't we? And we all went, yeah.
Yep.
A, we bought stuff at Hot Topic.
Right.
B, we bought stuff at Modern Hot Topic.
Right.
And C, we all walked out with the same vest. And then put it on in the parking lot and we started taking photos.
We didn't even wait till we got to the parking lot. We put those motherfuckers on immediately after we walked out the store.
Yeah. And then we went to go watch Joker.
And then we went to go watch the Joker.
Yeah.
And we walked around the mall.
Great times.
Matching vests, thinking we were, we all like had a little strut in our step.
Oh, yeah.
That was back then when we could go watch movies.
Yeah,
you guys remember doing that?
You guys remember going out in public?
You guys remember watching movies at a theater?
I still have a gift card to a movie theater, and I can't use it.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, Matt.
Yeah, that was pre that thing.
Oh, you know what the funny thing is? So we went to the movies. We wanted to get three seats next to each other because, you know, you go to the movies with people. Of course, you got to sit next to your friends, right?
Yep.
Well, there was only three seats left that were next to each other, and it was in row D.
We're
telling the guy there, we need the D. Give us the D.
We told that guy straight up, give us the D. And he laughed, and we laughed. And
he gave us the most awkward look.
Yeah, he gave us that D.
I was going to say, he gave us the D.
Yeah, I got to give that guy
his
props.
Phone number, too, and I was like, what's up, dude?
And you guys have been dating pleasantly ever since.
Oh, yeah, we're still happily dating, you know. Yeah. What the fuck? No.
I was going to say, is he still giving you the triple Ds?
Yes, I'm dating Guy Fieri.
What?
Oh, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I got that. I get that reference.
You got that reference.
Yeah,
good.
Matt missed it, I think. That's a good thing.
I did miss it.
But
wait, hold up. Maybe this would help.
There you go.
Okay, I got it.
It took the hit. Yeah, so we're a fucking year old, guys.
Yeah, can you believe it? We're still here.
Does that mean we've done 52 episodes, or did we fuck up and miss a couple?
No, I think we've done like 40 episodes or something like that.
That's right, because we took the break. Yeah. My bad. I'm fucking stupid. I'm going to shut up and drink. Y'all talk.
13.
So that's
13 episodes a
13
season.
13 times 3.
Three so seasons.
39?
Yes. 39. Yes.
Plus, we did like a bonus episode here and there.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple bonus episodes.
Yeah,
so
a couple bonus episodes.
41 episodes.
40-ish. Holy shit.
We have the 13th episode coming out After this one.
Yeah, this is, so for those of you listening, this is, you know, as you can see how it's numbered, this is technically a bonus episode. This is our celebration episode, just to acknowledge the fact that we're a fucking year old.
That we're established.
We can't believe it. And it's all thanks to you guys.
Seriously.
You guys made it happen.
If you guys didn't listen to this podcast as much as you did, we would not do it.
Matt's looking at me all funny.
We'd probably still be doing it. We'd
probably still be doing it. There'd be like four people listening, and we'd still be doing it.
And we'd be doing it just for you four people. Fuck yeah. Well,
here's the thing. We would be three of the four people listening.
maybe it'd be...
Five people. Yeah, because I don't really listen. I did listen to last week's episode and the week before that, just to listen.
Daniel and Yoli, they would listen.
Yeah, so there'd be a total maybe like
six. Right, so we'd have like maybe 10 plays, 10 listens, whatever.
Yeah, you know, something like that.
So,
yeah. Your significant other would
she listens.
She'd also listen. Yeah.
Speaking of, I you guys know I rarely listen to the podcast because I just can't stand my own voice.
I can't stand it either.
So
that makes three of us.
Fuck both. Yet you both meet up with me every week and fucking listen. So fuck both of you.
Who says I'm listening to you when I'm sitting here?
The fact that you just responded to what I said perfectly.
Yeah. I was giving you the time of the day. You know, I do that once.
Anyway, I listened to last.
I tune you out while I gaze into Matt's eyes.
You know, for those of you wondering, he's not lying. Every time we do this podcast, I have to put up with those two sitting across the table and staring at each other like they want to suck each other's dicks till their balls fall off.
Lewis, I fucks me. Okay, you got to get this straight.
He's playing footsie with me right now.
He is. I can see it. This is a very tall table.
Yep.
Lewis.
Yes.
Let's get him.
Okay, Matt's foot can reach. That's kind of creepy. Lewis's foot reaches too. For those of you wondering, they're both rubbing their fucking shoes on my foot.
We're scissoring toes right now.
Yeah, it's really fucking weird. Fuck. And Matt and Lewis is about to rip the pod deck off of the fucking table. Anyway,
I'm not.
All I was trying to say was last week I hated the sound of my own voice because I could really hear the lisp.
Oh yeah, fabulous lisp.
It's like going down a little bit. I'm controlling it, but yeah, I just want to acknowledge that. Like, I'm sorry for those of you that listen to me say stuff like this and sounds super strange.
Just pop in some vampire fangs,
dude. They don't fit.
You'll get used to it.
I gotta get the fake teeth put in before I do that.
Jeez.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we should you know, let's take a look back. This is where we play the take a look back music.
I was
joking. Oh, you're actually gonna pull that up.
Keep talking.
Anyway, gonna say, like, because we've done a fucking lot for a year old podcast, like for something that legit started as the three of us just joking and like making each other laugh and shit, and like, you know, oh shit, let's start a podcast. And so we just literally started by dropping Lewis's phone on a fucking chair and started talking.
That was the first episode. Then we moved up to a shotgun mic. Then we moved up to another shotgun mic. And then, you know.
We moved from a phone. Or, you know what? Before we talk about this, let's just take a look back to our favorite episodes of Matt's Not Here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Wrong sound. Oh, well, my bad. That's my bad. Sorry, wrong sound.
That's how Matt's Not Here was conceived.
And there you have it.
All right. Sorry for that awkward silence, everyone. Yeah. So, yeah, no, like we started with fucking a cell phone and then a shotgun mic and then an iPad and a shotgun mic and then an iPad and a better shotgun mic. And now we, like, if you were to, like, walk into this room right now, it's clear we are three amateur podcasters.
Well, hey, you know, at least our mics are sitting on mic stands, and we've got
I match
that little PodTrack before. That thing saved us, dude.
Our colored windscreen, freaking, I think it's fucking puff cool. Muffins that are sitting on our microphone.
They're amazing.
Pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. I fucking love them.
I mean, it makes us look like we came from Wish, but
let's be real. I did pay $5 for a pack of them, so we've got three here. And maybe like five of them on the ground over there.
I think we would be like if you ordered the Joe Rogan Experience
off of Wish. And we are what would show up.
Yeah.
For sure. We do have, because, you know, one of us, I'm not going to say who, may or may not eat mushrooms on the occasional episode. Mm. And we talk about some weird shit.
We do.
We are the Joe Rogan Experience of Wish.com.
Yep. Except with Joe Rogan, you get an interview every episode. You don't get that with us.
No,
we'll advertise it on Wish, saying there's an interview every episode, but you're not going to get it.
Which is very Wish. You're not going to get 100% of what you pay for.
I don't know if we're Wish or we're Great Value at this point.
Oh, we're Great Value, the Great Value JRE.
We're like right in between because sometimes it takes forever for us to put out an episode.
Yeah, sometimes we just don't put an episode out.
It's coming from China.
Exactly. Sometimes we just don't do an episode and we don't say why. You just get an episode a week late and we go, sorry.
Episode came from China. Yeah.
Whoopsie daisies.
One of us may have had surgery or some shit.
From China. Speaking of China.
Yes.
We no longer have that guy in office. Yeah.
Are we going to talk about that? This is a celebration episode.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
No, but let's point out the fact that we're recording
this
We're
supposed to be celebrating.
We're not going to get into it. We're just going to point out that we're recording this on Inauguration Day. So for those of you who voted for that guy, you know, hurrah.
Yeah. Okay. It's been pointed out. Let's move on to the next subject. Thank you, Lewis, for fucking doing that.
You're welcome.
You guys want to play a game?
I thought we were going to talk about our favorite moments.
Oh, shit. My bad. Let's talk about our favorite moments. What's your favorite episode, Matt?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Okay, so I think that our last episode we did with was Jesus and Aliens.
That was
parallel
fucking
realities.
Fun.
That was a good one.
Those are my favorite things to dive into as far as topics go. Now, those two episodes were probably my favorite as far as topics go. When it comes to interviews, ooh, that's a tough one. I really liked the Magic Crasher interview.
That was super fun.
Aussie Blood was really good.
That was a fun one, too.
Nasty. The first one was my favorite, but we had, you know, some latency issues there, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad we were able to interview him a second time. We got to get him on again.
Yeah, we'll try to do a once a season thing.
Yeah, did we get him this season? I think we didn't. We did. We did?
Yeah, last season and this season.
That's right. He was on the second season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what? We should try to get him. That'd be kind of cool. Let us know, for those of you who actually do interact with us, let us know what you think about like having maybe Nasty come on as kind of a reoccurring guest. I think that'd be fun as shit. He's a homie, so like I think that'd be dope.
Yeah, and he's also got his own show now.
Yes.
The Trashy Nasty Show,
which we will be on. I don't exactly know when, and I don't want to say
sometime next month.
February 28th.
And he does those live, too. So if you go and you follow Nasty Inc., NASTIEINK, on YouTube, you can actually see his Trashy Nasty Show live when he does it, and you will see us live on his show.
And it's going to be amazing because we're going to be wearing nothing but boxer shorts.
I'm going to be a really fun guy when I'm there. Matt, are you going to be a fun guy with me?
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see.
Depends on who's driving out there.
Lewis, obviously.
Oh, geez. Thanks, asshole.
Look, you're never a fun guy, so you get to be DD.
Oh, damn.
Unless you want to be a fun guy that night, then I'll drive.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not going to be a fun guy.
All right.
You could be a DD.
I'll be a DD.
But yeah, no, that nasty interview was really fun. I know Matt, you really dug it because it's, you know, the whole music side of it and everything.
Well, I feel like with him too, it's like you could talk about anything and it just flows and is funny.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about interviews. I like them to flow, which pretty much all of our interviews have been like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, all of our interviews have been really fucking great conversations, I gotta say. I mean, we just... Like, I don't want to... I'm going to acknowledge it right now. Fuck it. We just kind of did one now that we're going to redo because of certain technical issues that was going fucking great up until our, you know, the internet did a hiccup. But our interviews... I'm really proud of our interviews as a podcast.
Yeah, those are definitely my favorite episodes because you don't even have to have any topics because you're bringing somebody else on that has something to offer. Whether it's, you know, their line of work or whatever, you can talk about that and then you shoot the shit and it just flows. Whereas like when we do episodes of just us three here, we have to come up with a topic, things like that. And the topics we've been touching into recently, there's a lot to say. So like I feel like those are really good topics and those are my favorite per se.
That one was actually pretty nice. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
So,
and I know a couple listeners enjoyed it as well.
If you guys want to hear a more extraterrestrial
stuff. Oh, I'm super down to do that again.
Let's do it.
I've got like content for the next 12 seasons for you guys. If
oh, dude. Fuck. You know what?
We'll have to break it up a little bit.
Let's slot, like, and I don't want to say this. I'm going to say this on air. We'll talk about it later, but let's see if we can figure out. Let's slot, like, you know, we know this episode will be the fucking crazy shit episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could do that.
Like, let's do that shit.
Just pencil it in right now real quick.
Yeah, get your pencil. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Brett, your favorite episode.
My favorite episode would have to be, God, dude, I've got so many of them, you know, like our very, 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 very first interview with Down South Debauchery and Kyle Johnson of Down South Debauchery, because he's a homie I grew up with. He's a good friend. It was kind of a fun to catch up with him. And then it was just a fun interview.
Yeah, back then when we were doing the Lewis Is Not Here podcast.
Yeah, back when Lewis wasn't on that one. And then
that one episode you guys did.
That one episode he missed. And then, to be honest, the last two episodes where we talked about crazier shit, the parallel universe and was Jesus an alien, I didn't think I would enjoy those as much as I did.
Well, it makes you think, too.
Yeah, yeah. And those were super fun. Even if it's something
you don't believe in, it gives you that different perspective. You're like, holy shit, this could be a possibility.
Those were super, super fun to talk about.
Those are my favorite.
And then, I just really enjoyed the interviews. Like it's hard for me to pick a single moment. You know what I mean? Obviously, the start, our first episode ever, when we just kind of jumped in without thinking, I still love that mentality of fuck it, let's do it and see what happens. Obviously, we plan stuff a little more now, but I'm always, you know, you guys know me, and it's kind of, I don't do it to piss you guys off, but I know it pisses some of you guys off where I'm like, fucking, let's just fucking do it. Stop thinking about it and do it. I loved that mentality when we first started where we're like, fuck it, let's just start and see where it goes.
He likes to dive in dick deep to.
Dude, I don't fucking.
Like 2 inches of water.
Fuck it. Just, if you don't dive dick deep into 2 inches of water, you've never lived. Lewis, what's your favorite moment?
What's your favorite moment?
Honestly, my favorite was the one we did for astrology.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun one.
Let's not talk about that, Brett.
Let's not.
No.
Okay, moving on.
No.
Next one?
I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it because as much as I loved that episode, I kind of also hated it. Only because I know you guys really like started going at it, and I had to stop the episode at one point. I'm like, no, we should take a break. I want to do that again, but this time maybe
moderate it better.
Moderate it a little
bit. Yeah, you're a horrible moderator, Lewis. It's your fault we did that.
Well, you know, I was new.
No. Look, I was new. I do want to acknowledge the fact that I may have gone a little overboard and gotten a little passionate about my argument.
It was the tequila speaking.
So. It was certainly the tequila did a lot of that driving.
Yeah, you can't let the emotions.
Yeah, and the tequila put a big hole in my filter, and a lot of emotion came through. So I want to apologize for anybody who heard that and was like, "Damn, fuck that guy." Also, Matt, want to apologize for letting the emotions come through in the debate. But I would love to do that interview again.
Filter?
I do have a filter. It's not very big, but I got a filter.
It's called a sober filter.
Full of holes. His filter is a fucking colander.
That's his sober filter. It's a colander.
Yeah, when I'm sober, it's a colander. When I'm drinking, it's just a fucking tube. It's just a PVC pipe.
It's just beer a bong. Pipe funneling all the fucking nonsense.
Yeah, it's a beer bong.
It's a beer bong.
Yeah, but yeah, so I'm glad to know your favorite episode was the episode where Matt and I fucking got into an argument.
What
episode
we had?
It was my favorite because it was the most real one. It's like you could tell that it was you guys really got passionate about it. And
you saying Jesus being an alien isn't real?
Yeah. What's going on, Matt? Yeah. Or Lewis?
Yeah.
Who the fuck am I talking to right now?
I know for a fact Jesus is real.
Zeus?
Yeah, Jesus, he's real.
Was he an alien?
Well, yeah, okay, that guy pictured vegetables.
he's one of my cousins.
Right. Okay, the alien, Jesus, holy shit. That took me a second to get.
Thank you. All
right, well, tell him to pick the good strawberries.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell him.
Fucking A.
Next time I see him at the
strawberry field.
Family gathering.
Strawberry fields forever. Full of Mexicans.
Okay, now that we're done with that nonsense,
we don't want to wax nostalgic anymore.
Well, do you guys want to keep going down nostalgia road, or
no?
You guys good?
Yeah. So we had shit. Season one.
Oh, here we go.
And then we had season two, and we're pretty much done with season three.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was waiting for some profound shit. Matt, fucking cheers, brother.
Hooray!
Get your fake beer.
Hey, it's real beer. They just pulled all the alcohol out of it.
For those of you wondering, he's drinking Budweiser Zero.
Budweiser Zero. So, like I was saying earlier,
it's disgusting.
Yeah, he's drinking Budweiser. Budweiser is already piss water. So what he's drinking is what piss water drinks and then pisses out. So he's drinking piss water's piss water.
I will tell you, now that it's warm, though,
it tastes a lot like piss, right?
It's got a little more bite to it than it did when it was cold. When it was cold, it tasted more watered down.
When it was cold, it tasted like cold piss. Now it tastes like piss.
It tastes like yak piss.
Dude, it's so bad.
Oh, Jesus.
God. Your Heineken already sucks, but your Heineken Zero tasted better than that.
Oh, it did. It did.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. I'm going to finish my real beer.
All right. Go ahead. Finish that beer. Chug, I mean, I finished chug, it a while
chug,
ago.
Chug. Chug.
I was about to ask you, how much are they paying you?
To babysit it? Fuck you. Yeah. I enjoy my Nightmare on Gothard Street, all right? I savor my beer. I don't drink it like a fucking, like it's going out of style, you alcoholic.
Wow. Now, if you to call me out like that.
Now, thanks. If you hand me a bottle of whiskey over there, I'd like to catch up.
No, you're good. I think you're good. You're good. For those of you wondering, it's because we have sinus issues.
Jesus Christ. We're still running with this?
Running with what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Running with the devil.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not running with anything. You guys want to play a game?
I don't know about games, but I actually want to use this little app.
But that's what I was referring to. It looked like a game to me. I'm sorry.
It's called Poddex, and it's
Dex, like D-E-X, or Dex, like multiple decks of cards like I have?
Multiple decks of cards like you have.
Okay.
Get your fucking mind out of the gutter for
fuck
one
no.
second. Just Dex, for one, God, one
dude, that's
second.
A big deck.
Hold up. How is Dex a gutter? D-E-X. How is that a gutter thing? What the fuck?
I thought you were talking about dicks.
Oh, my God. You get your mind out of the gutter,
yeah,
you dirty beaner.
Never.
You need to polish your deck.
Seriously.
I do it every night. Anyway.
Do you use your own spit?
So
he uses a dirty sock.
Whose else am I going to use? Of course I'm going to use my own spit. Duh. That's
what you used your grandpa's. Whatever.
My grandpa's dead.
Dead silence. That didn't stop me.
Oh, jeez.
Open up your game. Let's play it. Or you're
wait. That didn't stop you. Were you using his grandpa?
Yes. Thank you for catching up. Thank you for catching up.
So the
you're right. His name is Jesus.
Oh, God.
It was great, dude.
The app is called Poddex. Okay, and what it is it's a bunch of different decks of cards, but they're really just questions designed for podcasters.
It's for people who don't have original ideas, so they
can
do
episodes. Yeah, pretty much. And this one is called WTF.
Okay.
So I'm assuming these are all like
that deck's right
fuck?
Up our alley.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of right up our alleys, the first question on here is: describe your sense of humor in one word. Go.
Dark.
Yeah, I mean.
Matt, quicker.
I'm trying to. Lewis, describe yours.
Fuck.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a word that's all encompassing, fucked up. In one word. Yeah, dark, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Limitless. Limitless. Let's go with that.
All right, cool. All right, the one I got. What is the sexiest and least sexiest name?
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Sexiest name for me? Lewis.
What's sexiest that? Name for me? Brett.
So you guys are attracted to people with your own name?
I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me hard.
Thank you so much for completing that. Least sexiest name?
Olga.
Matthew.
Herbert.
What?
Oh, were we using that opportunity to make fun of our co-host? I didn't.
Yes.
Know. Olga.
Olga?
Latifa. La Quinta.
Wow, racist. Wow.
I'm not being racist. Those are just terrible names. Just like...
Way to offend Compton. Jeez.
Jesus Christ. And Germany. Careful. One of those countries might try to kill a whole bunch of you. Wait, did I just refer to Compton as a country? God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt, give us your sexiest name, and we'll move on, because I'm sure done displaying to our listeners how stupid I am again.
Matt.
Okay.
All right. So we're all arrogant fucks.
Yep.
All right, Matt.
Arrogant, self-absorbed, narcissistic fucks.
Swipe left. All right. Have you ever eaten a whole tube of Pringles by yourself?
Yes.
Most definitely, the pizza ones.
I mean, are you not supposed to? Am I doing
it
wrong?
Oh, wait. No, I have. Sorry, I was really high when I did it.
And what'd you do with the tube
after? I was going to say, if anything,
I shot a flaming tennis ball out of it.
Okay.
And yes, it was in Florida. And yes, my mom was there to supervise.
Your mom was super there?
Fuck you. I didn't lisp on that one, you fucker.
But you can.
Look, if I turn it on, I can say, yes, I did shoot a tennis ball out of a Pringles can. And yes, my mom was there to supervise.
There you go.
But I can also turn the lisp off because I've had it for fucking 2 weeks now.
No, you can't turn it off.
Fuck you.
You know, I heard they're making a new Ice Age.
Yeah, and it's going to star me. Hi, I'm Sid.
They do this every year.
Did you guys see that? Did you guys hear about the crack in the fucking...
Yeah, it was done by that fucking squirrel.
Dude, no, right? Like there's a giant crack. I think it's in Antarctica. Or I can't remember. It's not a giant iceberg. It's a fucking massive, like, mile-wide crack. And I saw that and was like, that fucking squirrel, man.
Yeah, I saw that. God, he's responsible for everything in fucking 2020.
Seriously.
Tried to hide one acorn, and look what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lewis, you got a topic?
It's not a topic so much a question. Okay. But okay, yeah.
I'm down. Let's
hear
it.
Do it.
Do you have a birthmark? If so, where?
Yes. Yeah, it's on my knee.
Oh, yeah.
It's really weird. It was really prominent when I was a kid, but it's like since faded and you can't see it. But I have like a weird... When I was younger, it straight up looked like a piece of pepperoni. Like I got a... It's like pepperoni sized and like textured and everything. Now it's just like super pale and you can't see it anymore, but it looked like a fucking piece of pepperoni on my knee. Weird as fuck, I know.
All right, cool.
That which, is weird.
Which weird. Which makes me wonder, right? Because of the theory that your birthmark represents
how you died.
How you died in the afterlife.
Shot with an arrow.
I'm that motherfucker who took an arrow to the knee. God damn it.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
And it killed me, too. Like, what the fuck? Matt, you got a birthmark?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? Yeah, maybe.
A few.
What? How do you have more than one?
Well, I got that little dark patch on my face that's almost gone. I don't even know what side it's on. It's just barely there.
Okay.
I got a little brown spot on my side somewhere.
I think that's cancer.
I've got... I don't know what happened to it. It like since my dick just kept growing and growing and growing, I guess it like stretched it out and went away. But I had like this, what looked like a scar, and I'm like, man, when you guys, you know, snipped the tip, did you guys like mangle the whole side of this thing or what?
Okay, Lewis, how much of what he just said was bullshit?
All of it.
Yeah, for real.
It was 100%.
I don't believe you.
All right.
Pull your dick out.
Oh, please
actually
don't.
Actually pull your dick out. This is the 13th episode of season 3. If you don't actually pull your dick out, I'm going to be disappointed in you.
It's too small. You got to see it.
Liar. I don't give a fuck. I'll get close. I'll look close. I got a magnifying glass.
You got to spit on it and breathe on
pull
it.
Pull your dick out. All right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Do it. Do it. This is season 3, episode 13. If you don't actually pull your dick out, you ain't actually part of this podcast.
This is an episode 13.
But this isn't episode 13.
Fuck, my bad. This is a bonus episode.
This is bonus episode. Episode 13 is next week.
Yeah, my bad. I forgot. Sorry. Whatever.
No, it's basically gone now. It's almost like when you like shred some skin and burn it, and it has like that stretchy scar thing.
Right.
I think since like I got older, it just kind of went away.
Makes sense, I guess.
I don't know. I have like a brown.
Because he beat his dick up too much.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
He rubbed off the birthmark.
It's all that friction. That friction's gonna do it.
Lewis, you got a birthmark? I don't know how you can follow dick marks, but
I do.
All right. Is it on your dick?
He's got a dick rail.
It's near my dick.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the shape like? What's it look like? What's it smell like?
What's it smell like?
It's purple? I don't know.
What the fuck? Why is it purple?
It matches your microphone fuzzy.
What the fuck do you want me to say?
I don't know. Describe your birthmark. I showed you.
It's purple and it's shaped like Barney? What the fuck? I don't know. It's a birthmark. What the fuck is it supposed to look like?
So you guys heard it here first. Lewis has a purple Barney-shaped birthmark.
Yeah,
does it sing?
It does.
I love you. You love me. Something.
What would you consider a birthmark?
Fucking mark that's been on you since birth?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if there's one that I've had on me since birth, it's probably my mole. I mean,
moles. I wouldn't consider
mole. No, that's
birthmark.
A mole. Like
I've had it since birth.
Right, but a birthmark is like a mark on you that
like white or that's brown,
white or brown or discolored, but it doesn't raise up. It's just a weird discoloration that you've had since birth. Like I said, I have a fucking pepperoni on my knee.
It would be the one near my dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have Barney on your dick.
You've got Barney on your dick, and you've got a nipple on your knee.
Yep. I've got a pepperoni on my knee, not a nipple.
And with that, we go on to the next question.
At some point, nipples become pepperonis.
Okay.
Did you swipe right or left?
I swiped fucking...
He swiped right.
I swiped right. Was I supposed to swipe left?
He must have wanted to match with that
question. What the fuck ever? We've already asked that question. Did that one. It's asking us the same questions. And now it's asking us to pay.
Okay, we're gonna all go right, on.
All right, that was a great fucking app, Lewis.
No, we're gonna, there's other fucking decks on here. Don't worry.
We're all judging you. All of our listeners right now are this staring. Or that. Okay, all of our listeners are called, staring at their phone.
This one's called
judging you.
This or that.
All right, fine. Hot pockets or pizza rolls, and why?
Hot pockets.
Hot pockets. Why?
Why?
They're better.
Because hot pockets.
They're better. Yeah. Okay, oven or microwave?
For a hot pocket? Microwave. I'm too lazy for that shit.
Right.
Microwave.
And then for pizza rolls, oven.
Oven.
All right. All right, Matt, this one is for you to read.
Mustard or mayo, and why?
Why the fuck are you comparing those two? They're so fucking different.
Mustard.
It depends on what I'm eating. Are you going to put mustard in your tuna? You weird fuck.
I would.
Hey, I don't like tuna, but if I did, I would put mustard on it over mayo.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Mayo's gross. Okay.
Mustard. Mustard doesn't go with tuna. It goes on hamburgers and fucking hot dogs, and that's it.
I'm sorry,
unless
sir.
You're making what? Mustard crust.
Ham sandwiches.
Okay, first of all. Okay.
Unless you're making mustard crust.
First of all, you know
crust.
There's more than one type of mustard, right?
Oh, yeah, no. I've used
Dijon, honey mustard.
All right, look. If you're going to mix a 50-50 ratio of Dijon mustard and maple syrup and then spread that.
That's fucking disgusting. What?
Shut the fuck
what
up.
The
and
actual
let me,
fuck?
Shut the fuck up. Let me finish. All right? 50-50 ratio. Dijon mustard, maple syrup. Mix them thoroughly. Paint that with a brush. Paint that onto some bacon-wrapped chicken and eat that bitch and thank me later.
Are we talking like Grey Poupon and fucking Aunt Jemima going together on a fucking piece of chicken? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking mustard and syrup.
Grey Poupon.
Sure. If you want to get fancy, then fuck yeah. And then you get some Applewood smoked bacon since we're spending that kind of money.
I mean, why not?
And then you get some fucking expensive fucking chicken. I don't know chicken that's expensive. Chicken's fucking cheap. And you
I
wrap,
don't think there is.
Yeah, no. And you wrap that chicken in the bacon.
Okay.
And then you paint that mixture and then you bake that. And then eat it.
I mean, it could probably be
and
all
then
right.
Thank me. No. It can probably be all right. It's fire.
Wait, hold up. You got to remember, you and I can eat chicken, but not him.
Fuck his opinion then.
I can eat fake chicken. Put that on there.
Fuck his opinion.
They've gotten to the point where they taste just like chicken now.
He's what are you not even, wrong. We even did, call we did fake have chicken. His ficken.
Ficken?
No, it's called chicken.
It's called ficken.
It's called ficken. Fuck you. I'm not going to emphasize.
He's over here trying to school us on food and questions us over mustard or mayo.
Because you can't
but then he's mixing
two.
Mustard and maple syrup.
What as the a fuck, glaze. Dude? Have you motherfuckers ever made anything with a glaze?
Obviously not.
Well, then learn to fucking cook.
We are uncultured swine.
Seriously, have you ever heard of a mustard glaze?
At least
no.
We don't molest
tamales. If you're gonna, what the fuck?
Yeah, what'd you do to that tamale that Lewis brought you?
I fucking ate it.
No, you didn't.
You did something.
Okay,
with
yeah, because it had fucking fruit in it.
Okay, first of all, you judged that tamale without even trying it.
That's true.
Asshole.
I still have some. Should I go get some right now and eat them?
No, not right now. Fuck that. No, do it
anyway,
while we're off the air.
Anyway, have you ever had a mustard glaze?
I have not, but you know
if
what? If you're going to
rotisserie something, you spread mustard all over that bitch and rotisserie it. It's so fucking
good. Okay. Next episode, you're going to make some.
All right, deal.
I'll provide the chicken and all
get
the
chicken, get the bacon. I got the mustard and mayonnaise or mustard and syrup.
He'll provide you with the cock. You got the syrup.
Look, all I'm asking is why the fuck are we comparing mustard and mayonnaise? That's like comparing dick and fucking Sprite.
Because that was the goddamn question.
Fuck that question.
Next question.
See, that's a comparable question. God damn it.
What does it say? Puppies or kittens and why?
Puppies.
I like them both equally for different reasons.
Fair enough, and I kind of agree. I'm immediately going to say puppies because I like puppies. They're more fun, but I fucking love kittens too.
Look, they're both equally cute, but puppies are superior. Let's all just admit that.
Oh, for sure.
Is that because you're a puppy?
No.
Bork?
It's because when they get older, they don't think they're entitled.
That too. And they won't claw your eyes out.
I mean,
and they don't intentionally piss on your carpet.
Fucking cats.
Cats will look you directly in the eye and piss while telepathically saying, fuck you.
Yep.
Dogs will look you in the eye as they scoot.
And go, dude, my butt itches, help me. And they're doing it for help. And then you pull the dental floss out of their ass because they ate something out of the trash can.
What?
And the cats like to help you. They're like, oh, look at this desk with all this shit on it. I'm just going to knock it off.
See, dogs help you
by bringing... This desk is a little cluttered. Let me help you here.
Dogs help you by bringing you fucking half-dead possums. That was a fun night. I had a dog drop a half-dead possum in front of me and my family while we were having a bonfire.
All right, right on.
Yeah, I had to finish the job. Yeah. It was not fun.
I mean, my cat meditates with me. He also plays Tibetan bowls and likes to stare into my crystal ball.
Matt's cat is a fucking hippie.
Yep.
No, my cat's definitely a witchy cat.
Does your cat
a black cat?
Does your cat also recreationally enjoy catnip?
Sometimes.
Recreationally.
Jesus. Matt gets high with his cat.
I believe it.
I want to get high with a cat.
I want to astral project with my
they're
cat.
They're both just hanging out on beanbag chairs listening to some Bob Marley.
Nah, dude, they're listening to fucking Black Sabbath or like fucking Pink Floyd or some shit, and his cat's just laying there.
They're looking at each other. Dude.
Matt looks over. Matt looks over and his cat goes, did you see that? And he goes, did you just say something? And then his cat's all, meow. But he says it with like meow. It sounds just like that. And he's all, fuck.
My cat astral projects into my dreams to tell me he's hungry. And when I'm dead, he's also going to seance with the Ouija board and stuff.
And be like, bitch, feed me. My food bowl's empty. And you're like, there's half a fucking thing in there. You just moved everything to one side.
He does that shit every day.
I know. I've seen it.
Have that metal bowl, bowls in the little metal rack, and right. He slides it around and starts flipping shit, spills his water. He's like, fuck this, I'm starving. I'm like, bro, your bowl's 3/4 of the way.
You know
full.
Why, right? Because they're fucking related to primitive hunting animals. They want to hunt and kill, but you're over here giving it kibbles and bits and shit.
He likes his
give it some
and bits.
Fucking rats to murder. It wants to murk some shit and eat blood.
No, that's ferrets.
Whatever.
Okay.
Oh, to my knowledge, snakes. They're the only animals that kill for fun.
Ferrets?
Yep.
Really?
Fair
fun
enough.
Fact.
All right.
Fun fact of the day. Ferrets kill
so
for
when,
sport.
So when they say that, oh, all animals are, what's the word I'm looking for? innocent? No. No, not those ferrets.
So they don't just kill out of necessity?
I guess not.
Okay,
I mean, I'm sure they do, but...
All right, next topic, I guess.
We'll do one more topic, then take a quick break.
All right, let's do that.
All right. Headphones or earbuds, and why?
Depends on what I'm doing.
Headphones.
If I'm again, depends on what I'm doing.
If I'm doing a podcast, headphones, obviously. Yeah. If I'm out for a walk, skating, or anything like that, fucking earbuds. I'm not about to rock these headphones while I'm like if I'm walking, I'll wear them.
Bro,
but if
you
I'm doing
drive with those headphones in.
No, I don't. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, you're like marcoing us today and you've got
what?
These big headphones.
No,
in.
He doesn't. That's highly illegal. Why would he do that?
What are you talking about?
As long as one's off one ear, it's legal. You can only have one headphone in. You can have headphones.
I'm never involving Matt in any legitimate criminal activity I ever did.
Yeah, it's not criminal. You had one headphone off. How is that illegal?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Look into the freaking...
We'll come back after this break, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to rob a bank, don't involve Matt. We'll be right back.
And we're back. First and foremost, we'd like to thank our sponsor,
Zombie Killer Clothing.
Damn, man.
We should start a band.
For real.
That's what I've been wanting to do for like the past 15 years.
If you want to check out Zombie Killer Clothing, check them out on Facebook. Confessions of a Zombie Killer. Confessions of a Zombie Killer.
Confessions
of a Zombie Killer. That sounded weird.
Yeah, we're not
on Instagram at Zombie Killer Clothing. And anywhere else, guys, that I'm forgetting?
Yeah, that whatever that store next to Ipso Facto in Fullerton's called, they sell their merch
whatever
too.
Whatever that store is next to Ipso Facto in Fullerton. So if you're a Southern California local,
you're on Harbor Boulevard,
and you know where Ipso Facto is, there's a store next to Ipso Facto that sells merch in person. Thanks, Matt. Also, again, shout out, and I'm gonna keep plugging them because they look fresh as hell. But his shoes coming out, man. I saw the price.
Yeah,
on
they
them.
Look pretty fucking sick.
I saw the price on them. I want them. They're worth the price for what they're made out of.
But for that price, those are shoes that I'm gonna wear like once in a while.
Oh my god, yeah, those are like
You don't want to wear freaking shoes that are made out of the skin of children, you know.
Every day, I mean, I kind of do want to wear shoes made out of the skin of children every day, but what for what I'm paying for, you know, I don't want to wear them out. So it's like once in a special occasion,
like
sort of
rituals
thing.
Rituals and things like
yeah,
that. Right?
Yeah, like, yeah, like real good gigs, real good shows. I'd rock them, motherfuckers,
for sure.
All right,
yeah, let's do some fly shoes.
So, before we left, Matt or Lewis, I'm sorry we cut you off. We didn't get your opinion on earbuds or headphones, and why.
Well, it depends, really. If I'm listening to music and I'm at home or even at work, I will throw on the headphones because, I mean, they're good quality headphones, you know. They're Beats, so. And I have the studio ones, so. They sound amazing. I like them. For the music I listen to, they sound great.
And what kind of music do you listen to?
It depends, really.
Oh, so everything.
I just have a playlist with like pretty much anything on there.
All right then.
Yeah, it goes from like Marilyn Manson to like
Cher.
Yeah, to like mariachi music to like.
I actually don't have any mariachi music on there. But
you fucking piece of shit.
It'll go like Marilyn Manson and Cher, some swing, and then it'll go to like some country, and it just bounces around everywhere, you know. But if I'm like going out for a walk or I'm working out or something, I'll do the earbuds. They just fit better.
Right on. To each their own.
Matt?
I'm an audiophile. I prefer, if I could throw big headphones on, then yeah, I'm going to do that 90% of the time. But when I was like working at Disney and I'd walk back to my car at the parking lot, I'm not going to throw these big headphones in a bag or anything. I just get some earbuds.
Keep
and toss
them around
them
your neck or some shit.
But like more often than not, big headphones, preferably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless of what I'm doing.
All right. Do we have a next topic? Ladies and gentlemen.
Pancakes or waffles and why?
Fucking waffles because they got syrup pockets.
Exactly. And they don't feel as like...
heavy.
Exactly, yeah.
Like when I eat one waffle, I'm like, I'm good. I could probably do like one or two more and go about my day. If I eat three pancakes like that, I'm like, fuck, I need a nap. Them bitches are thick.
They come in all different styles and colors too. You got blue waffles. Exactly.
God damn it. We're not even fucking balls deep into the conversation yet, and you're going to take it there.
Come on, we're on the second half of the episode. You know, we got to talk about things.
I like pancakes.
You like pancakes?
I do.
What's your favorite kind of pancake?
Look, I don't know if it counts as a pancake, but crepes.
That's not a pancake.
I think it sounds more like it's closer to a pancake than a fucking waffle.
Yeah, but it's not a pancake.
But if I have to pick like pancakes, I guess like this buttermilk. Just regular buttermilk.
Is a hot dog a sandwich or?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so buttermilk pancakes, I guess.
Buttermilk, that's what I like.
Yeah. But I like them with peanut butter.
But they have to be made into little Mickey Mouse heads.
I don't use syrup or any of that bullshit. Peanut butter. Throw peanut butter on some pancakes.
Oh yeah.
Fucking delicious.
Okay, look, I'm not gonna knock it because I do peanut butter on waffles. Like if you do peanut butter on waffles, on like a chocolate chip waffle. Fuego.
I mean,
I've never done it on a pancake, so I might have to try that.
It's fucking delicious, dude.
I prefer to eat them separately, so I'll sit there and eat my pancakes with my syrup and butter, and then I'll have a jar of peanut butter next to me with a spoon in it.
Hey, to each his own.
Okay, says the guy who eats peanut butter with a spoon.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not, but we're going to judge you for it.
Oh, go for it. I don't care.
Feel judged.
I don't feel judged at all.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Okay. From this is a new deck. It's hypothetical questions.
Oh no.
If you could bring back any canceled TV series, which TV show would you choose to bring back?
Friends. No, I'm just kidding.
Friends. Yeah.
Definitely
not Friends.
Out of here.
Fuck out of here.
That's a hard one.
Heroes. Damn. Heroes pre-season 3.
Yeah, that was canceled, yeah.
Heroes was canceled, but it started getting shittier after season like 2 and 3.
Are we talking about just ones that were canceled or ones that like
it says
ended
canceled.
As well?
Canceled TV series.
Yeah, Heroes. That was my shit, and that was a good exploration of like yeah, that was pre the boom of superheroes.
Yeah,
like if you guys remember, Heroes was about people getting fucking superpowers and becoming fucking basically superheroes. But it was before that massive explosion that Marvel fucking started and that made superheroes mainstream. So it didn't really get the traction it deserved. And I fucking loved that show. It was a good exploration of what people's normal life would be like if they had superpowers. Like, there was a cheerleader. Everyone knows the cheerleader. Save the cheerleader, save the world was, like, their whole fucking motto.
Right.
And this chick could, like, snap her fucking neck and then heal it. Snap her arm and then heal it. And, like, people would, like, when it was dope. And after, like, season three, it got real shitty and weird. There was another guy who was, like, a serial killer. He called him Siler. And he could, like, steal people's superpowers and then keep them and use them. So he would, like, have multiple superpowers. And there was another guy who could steal people's superpowers, but he could only use one at a time. So he'd, like, touch you, right? He would touch you and take your superpower. But this Siler guy, see, he could touch you and take your superpower, but he liked to cut your fucking head open, kill you, and take it. And so, like, he would slit people's domes open like a surgeon. It was crazy. It was dope. I loved it. And then it got canceled because it fucking sucked after season three.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know if this show is canceled. I'm pretty sure it was. I think they said it was canceled, but then they said they were potentially bringing it back. So maybe not this year, but next year. I don't know.
Okay.
Frontier.
Never heard of it.
It has, what's that dude's name? He plays Declan Harp.
Just give us a quick synopsis of the show.
Yeah.
So it's this trading company. Basically, it's when everybody was moving, like when America was being built.
Oh, okay. So as the name implies.
And they came over here, and it was about the fur trade and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And that trappers does sound and things. A lot of it, you know, I'm obviously against the fur trade and stuff, but like this was a really good show.
Mm-hmm. You don't want a real nice mink coat?
No, but a lot of it revolved around, it was like a drama series. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of action too. It's really good. But I dug the show, and hopefully they bring it back, but I don't know if they will. What's the guy's name? Momoa or whatever.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, he's the star. It's a good show. It's a good show. You guys should watch it. It's on Netflix.
Jason Momoa's in it, then Lewis and I are going to watch.
Oh, Jason Momoa.
Those tattoos.
God.
Just look at him.
Yeah, we've seen him.
Yes.
With the frost on his beard.
Lewis just creamed his pants.
Oh, I so did.
You want a napkin?
How about this show? And I don't know if you guys watched it, but I feel like it got canceled way too early. Terra Nova.
I never got into that. I was going to watch it, but it was canceled. So I was like, I hate when shows get canceled
right.
when they rush the ending to wrap it up.
I don't want blue balls for a show.
I think it didn't even make it past the first season and it got canceled.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it was such a good show. Like, all the special effects were great, but that's part of the reason why it got canceled is because the show was becoming wildly expensive. I think it was like over $1 million per episode.
God damn.
Yeah, well, they used a lot of special effects. And
it's like Walking Dead budget.
Yeah,
that budget was wildly insane. Walking Dead makes it, or used to make it at least.
And I think it was J.J. Abrams' production as well, so.
Yeah, so.
It was good.
Right on.
Well, what? In Walking Dead, Rick alone gets paid like what? $250,000 to $500,000 an episode
fucking
or something?
Hey. Used to. He's not on it anymore.
Stranger Things. 11 was getting like $200,000 to $250,000 an episode.
Fucking A, dude.
It's crazy.
Could you imagine being that age and making $250,000 for recording an episode of fucking.
It's crazy.
Fucking A.
I'm going to flip the script real quick before we go on to the next question.
For sure.
Go ahead.
What's a show that wasn't canceled that they like sped up to end it so that way they kind of like were able to try to tie things off
like ended it too soon sort of thing?
No, like a show that you would have rather have canceled than to have them finish it off because the ending of it was complete shit.
I don't know if I heard it should get canceled. I didn't watch it.
Damn.
Hell on Wheels for me.
Oh, was that the train one?
That's a good show.
I remember that one. That was a good show.
First
that was
two
about
seasons
the,
were really
that
good.
Was about the inner the rail fucking system.
And they were building the rail.
What was it called? What's it fucking called?
And they had what's his name? Colin Bohannon, but yeah. It's his actor name. He's on that Netflix series Alone, that reality.
Yeah,
TV show.
That was a good one.
But like the first two seasons were really good, and then the third season was whatever. And then, like, I don't know if it was the third or the fourth, which was the last. I think there was only four seasons. But the last season, they put out the first half. And then for, like, a year and a half, 2 years, they didn't put out the second half. And then they finally did, and it just, like, was total shit. They changed writers, like, three times.
One that I think they could have done better, and I don't know if this was them rushing to do it or they're just them just misjudging it, but Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're bringing it back.
I heard, and I'm mm-hmm. super excited about that because that show was my favorite fucking show. That was, I remember.
I don't want to ruin the ending for anybody, but the ending was like, really?
Dude, for real?
Are you kidding me?
For real? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I watched that show religiously. I may or may not have pirated it at the time because I didn't have Showtime. So I was downloading it like, oh shit, new episode's out. And like, I got into it around the time the last season was going. So I had all of them. I fucking watched every episode, every season, like night after night after night, blew through the entire fucking show in like a couple of months. Just every night went through the whole fucking thing all the way through. And then got to the point where I was like, fuck, I'm caught up. Now I got to wait for – because this was about the time when that bay for Pirates was real popular.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like on that. And
that
I was
bay
like,
for Pirates.
And I was like, I'm going to take that episode.
Yeah, the booty bay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And so every time a new episode came out, it was like, oh, it's on. Cool. I downloaded it. And I had my people I got it from. And fucking was keeping up with it. And then the way that ended, I was like, really? Really? You fucking sons of bitches. Like, who the fuck wrote this? I need to kick him in the dick. Like, Dexter deserves a better ending than this. Like, fuck this. Yep. And it seemed somewhat, like, I guess in context of the thing, it did seem kind of rushed, but it was like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I feel like that whole very, like, the very, very tail end was just like, ah, let's just do this so we can.
Right?
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Fucking, I was like, what?
Just end it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they painted themselves into a corner.
Yeah.
And they were like, fuck, let's just do this, it'll end it. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Someone or another gonna come back from that.
The whole thing, yeah. Well, I'm curious how they're gonna kind of either retcon it or, you know, include it and be like, oh yeah, you know, I guess I didn't like that job. I'm gonna go back to working for the fucking —
I'm not gonna say any names, but watch what was his name? Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the whole show be about him, and then goes down the same path.
Dude, I'll bet. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know if he doesn't have his pops to be like, here's how you do it proper. You know, fucking A.
There you go.
I can already see him unraveling his little binder box thing of tools.
Like, right, and it's like a smaller version because he's a kid.
I can't think of any.
He's killing bullies.
No, you know what? Did you guys ever watch Grimm?
I did.
Fucking love that show.
Didn't that last season just feel a little bit rushed?
I stopped watching it before that last season.
That last season just felt a little rushed for me.
I loved that show. That was a cool show.
Yeah.
That was a cool approach to like that genre, that like horror genre, where they want to do horror, but they want to make it accessible to a wider audience. So it's kind of like watered down horror, but they still didn't water it down so much that horror fans fucking weren't pleased.
Kind of like Supernatural.
Yeah.
Which is another one that, like, last three or four seasons was like, really, like, this is getting a little —
I gotta watch that one again. I'm trying to get the lady in.
I didn't watch the last two seasons.
I'm still on the first season.
It's really good.
I'm trying to get the lady and I to watch that one. She actually — and I fucking told myself I wouldn't admit to this, but here I'm about to admit to it. Over the weekend, I was, you know, trying to take a nap, and she started watching The Vampire Diaries, and I ended up not taking a nap and watching The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I know somebody else is watching that right now, too. Is it good?
I kind of dig it.
Because I'm over here, like, Twilight vibes, and I'm like, no, I don't watch.
So, like, they kind of crack jokes on Twilight, where they're like, they kind of jab them a little bit, but very Twilight vibes, right? Like, 150-year-old 17-year-old at a high school, so it's like, that's a little creeper status, bro. I'm watching it, but I'm also horribly making fun of this motherfucker every chance I get, because it's like, bro, you're 150 years old and you're crushing on a 17-year-old. You got some issues, but outwardly he's a 17-year-old too, but that don't fucking change it. And it's just it's fucking weird. I fucking hate that I enjoy the show.
He comes from a different time.
So you're telling us we can become vampires and —
don't even fucking utter that next few sentences.
That's —
no, you can't.
So terrible.
No, it's not what I'm saying. But that's what this show is saying. And this show is also saying, if somebody stalks you and creeps through your window at night, you should go on a date with him. It's so fucked up, dude.
Well,
it's
romantic.
No, it's not. But that's what it's teaching little 17-year-old girls. Hey, if someone's looking through your window at night, they're not a creeper. They're romantic. As long as they're hot. If they look like Matt, they're creepy. If they look like Lewis, they're hot.
Hey, thank you.
Sorry, I just had to —
Brett
take
likes
down.
Puppies.
Mm.
Woof. I do.
Fork.
So yeah, sorry. I can't believe I just been that on air that I've been watching Vampire Diaries.
Yep.
But it's a fucking cool show.
Well, that he finds me attractive.
Well, we all knew that.
Yeah,
it's the facial hair.
We knew that Brent.
Oh, it's definitely the facial hair.
I like the way his beard tickles my balls.
And with that, we move on to the next question.
All right, cool.
Lewis, you don't have anything you want to air out?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, so this next question, he doesn't have to air them out. And oh, God. He pays enough attention to him later.
You guys are fucked up.
So, all right, to fucking change from that year to a completely different one.
This has turned into a Patreon episode.
If you were, not quite. My pants are still on, so. If you were a food, what food would you be? Fuck, I don't know, dude. That's a weird question. I feel like I would be like
a cucumber.
Sushi. Well, why are you a cucumber, Matt?
Do we have to ask?
Yes. Say it.
No, I was kidding.
I'm Mexican, so I'd be a burrito, obviously. Oh,
I thought you were going to say tamale.
Or a tamale. Or an enchilada. No,
or a bean.
Burrito.
A bean burrito?
Yeah.
What kind of burrito? Like a bean burrito? Like a carne asada?
Carne asada burrito. Yeah.
Carne asada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Carnitas? I feel like you'd be carnitas.
No, I like asada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you've got more of a marinated pork vibe than like a steak vibe.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I feel like you like to chill.
Look at him. Fucking sweet talker over here.
I'm trying to think over here.
I have no idea. I feel like I'm like peanut butter and jelly. Like classic, kind of boring, but like classic.
I see you more as an Oreo.
Okay. Go on.
explain.
I mean, you know, the whole Juggalo thing, the black and the white. And
I do wear a lot of black and white. I can see that.
You're wearing an awful lot of black and white right now.
I'm wearing more. Okay, yeah.
Well, you don't have to wear black and white. The thing is, you just wear black, you're already white.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, yeah.
You know, there you go.
Yeah. I'm also matching my microphone right now. I just want to acknowledge I have a white beanie and a white microphone topper. And it feels kind of cool. Matt, you should get a green beanie. And Lewis, you need to get a purple beanie. If we ever like do a live,
I'm never gonna get a green beanie.
No, if we ever do a live recording, like y'all, we gotta match our microphones.
Watch next week. Lewis is gonna show up with the purple beanie and those gloves that are like halfway up your fingers that are striped purple and black.
Yeah, I fucking would be so happy.
Who says I don't already own a pair?
I think
that's why he said that, because he knows you do. We've seen you wear them.
All you have to do is show up with a green beret. There you go,
dude. Seriously, like anything green.
That would be stolen valor.
Have you guys seen those videos?
Oh, I've watched every single one.
No, literally just a beret that's green.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be stolen valor. You're not trying to fucking...
No.
Just get a beret. What French fuck, people, man? French people wear them, you fucking judgmental bastard.
So this week we go to the swap meet and pick up berets.
We all get berets.
Look, if the swap meets are open, fuck yes.
Yeah, the Cyprus one is, I heard.
Right on. Okay, so Matt, what kind of food are you?
Oh.
Corned beef hash.
I should have been thinking about this.
Oh, yeah. You should have been.
A potato.
Yeah, I was going to say see that. Yeah, very white food.
You can mash me, you can bake me, you can...
mash them up, bake them up, stick them in a stew.
Oh, jeez.
Y'all know you were thinking it. Okay, you ready? What's one weird thing would make... What weird thing?
Isn't this his question?
It is. You know what? Fuck it. I'll let Matt read it. Because clearly my dyslexic dumbass
obviously
can't
the universe
fucking
isn't
read.
Letting him read my question.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Universe
my
is like,
bad.
Nah, fuck off.
I'm going to make you stumble over the word what.
What weird thing would you make socially acceptable if you could?
Ooh. What weird thing?
Do I want to go with the first fucked up thing I thought of or do I want to take a minute?
Like everybody being naked outside or?
I mean... Kind of, but no. I would say,
masturbating in public?
No. Oh, fuck no.
Wait, that's not socially acceptable? Oops.
That's why you're on that list, Richard. Oh, wait, what did I say? Richard?
Richard?
I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. Wow. That was Freudian slip. All right.
No one.
I meant Lewis. Jeez. I'm going to go over here now.
Wow.
Oh, God. Socially acceptable.
Now, are we talking like a physical activity or like a bodily function, like
or something? I say
anything that's not anything? Socially acceptable.
When have I ever given a fuck about social acceptability?
That's true.
Like,
I don't think this question applies to us.
Like,
Brett's gonna say cross dressing.
That's still, I feel like that's fucking fairly normal. With the places you and I, Matt, have been, like, that's, I don't feel
that's kind of becoming
weird
a norm
around
those,
that.
In those
the only thing,
circles, yeah,
the only thing, yeah, the only thing I find weird about cross dressing is there's a certain individual that walks around Main Street in very tight pink leggings, and she has more equipment than necessary, and it is on display with those pants.
Okay, so like me when I wear a morph suit.
Oh, full blown, but like you can see. But, I'm wearing black. With this person, you can actually see the cock. Yeah, dude, it's fucking weird.
Is it at least a nice cock?
No, dude, it's like it's depressing. Like
all small and like
and depressing tits too. Like the whole package is just fucked from terrible. Top to bottom. Just
terrible. I don't even want to picture it anymore.
Sorry, I just put that image in your head.
I know you did. And thank you for that.
But no, socially acceptable. Like a weird thing I think was socially acceptable would be like loud farts.
So you would prefer that people just fucking blow out their asses?
So you go on a dinner date.
Right, and just brat. It should be funny, dude.
So how was your day?
Right, I think that should be fucking hilarious. Imagine walking down the street and you just hear skrrt. And it wasn't a car tire. Oh
my God. And then you go to West Hollywood and all you hear is.
You walk in. Whoa. Why are all these bar stools upside down?
You just hear. Whoa. Exactly. All right, Matt.
Fuck.
What weird thing should you think would be socially acceptable? I'm trying to stop whispering. Sorry, y'all. I know our editor hates it.
Oh, I'm sure he loves it. I'm
trying to think.
Think hard, faster. First thing that comes to your mind right now.
Walking outside naked.
Wow. All right. Matt wants to be a nudist. You know there's places you can do that, right?
Yeah, I've never done it, and I'm not interested in doing it. It's just the first thing that came to mind.
Go to a nudist colony. You'll be the youngest one there.
I'm good.
Actually, you probably won't.
How about walking around in kilts?
Fuck yeah, dude. I want to rock
and social acceptability for that. I've got Scottish blood in me.
This is such a weird question for us because not a single one of us gives a fuck.
For you, it's fine. You got your Irish or Scottish blood or whatever.
So
for me, like, I don't have that Scottish blood, but what if I want to be comfortable? It just looks fucking comfortable.
Fucking do it.
A kilt looks fucking comfortable.
Let's all get kilts.
But are you going to wear something underneath it? Or?
Fuck no. What do you think this is? Right,
it's traditional. I got to let that shit air out, dog.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I want to feel the breeze,
especially
homie.
During the summer, dude. Come on.
Oh, dude, no more swamp nuts.
Yeah. So what are they? You know,
no more swamp ass nothing.
When you get a swift gust of wind, do they call it an upkilt?
Hey, yeah.
Nice little breeze.
All right,
makes the farts easier.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you wish grew on trees?
Money.
Yeah, that's easy. Money.
All right, next question.
I mean, well, technically.
Here we go.
I'm not even going to get into that, but you guys already understand what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
You can choose anyone in the world to become friends with. Who would you choose?
Oh, fuck. That's tough.
Anyone in the world. Fucking anyone.
Brad Pitt.
To elaborate on this question.
I got two people.
To elaborate on top of this question.
Oh, alive or dead?
Alive or dead.
I still got two people. It doesn't change my answer.
Okay, alive? I think it'd be cool as fuck to kick it with Brad Pitt.
Oh, I got three people now.
He seems like a cool dude.
He seems chill as fuck, right? Yeah. Like that'd be dope. As far as dead goes, fucking A, dude.
Dead, eat for me, Nikola Tesla.
That guy was interesting
as fuck. I got two dead people.
For alive, we're talking either Keanu Reeves or Jim Carrey.
Oh, I was going to say Keanu. Damn it.
Jim Carrey.
You can still say it.
You can still pick him.
I would definitely pick Keanu.
Yeah.
Or Jason Momoa.
I'd love to get high as fuck with Keanu Reeves. Smoke a blunt with Keanu. Hey, as far as dead goes, I'd pick either Nikola Tesla. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Or there's a guy who wrote The Expert at the Card Table, S.W. Erdnes or E.S. Andrews. Nobody knows who he really was. There's a whole mystery behind it. I would love to talk to that guy and get the real answers.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Hunter S. Thompson.
No, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool, but I couldn't keep up with that guy.
No, that'd be cool. But I'd be the dead guy within like an hour. But
have you ever seen his regimen?
Yeah, we went over that. But S.W. Erdnes, the writer of Expert at the Card Table, one of the first major books on gambling sleight of hand. And there's theories out there that he wasn't even a gambler. He wasn't even a card cheat. So I think it'd be cool as fuck to talk to him for a minute and find out his true story, and then just keep that secret. You know, learn it and then not tell anybody.
That'd be cool. There's
power in that secret.
I'd want to be friends with Chris Angel.
I'm sorry about that.
Nah, fuck that guy.
You know, we were talking about putting that sticker on your car. I think Lewis is getting a sticker.
Oh, for sure.
Come on, guys.
We're going to buy a bunch of lame-ass stickers.
We're going to put it right below the Brett Allen sticker.
Yeah, because I'm on top of him. Yeah. I'm definitely his top.
All right.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to change topics a little bit.
Would you rather?
Oh, all right. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Would you rather be able to read or be able to write?
I can't do either, so fuck. Just give me one of them. Give me one. I'll take either one, man. Would you rather have lobster claws or hedge clippers for hands?
Oh.
Fucking hedge clippers, man. You can do some damage to them bitches.
Lobster claws.
Hedge clippers, for sure.
Yeah, lobster claws.
I guess I'm alone in this shit.
I want to pinch.
I pinch.
Should I give him the clamps?
No pinch.
I pinch.
All right.
I like how he laughs as he hands me the
it's a good
disgusting
one.
Tablet of Apple.
It's a good one.
Would you rather never wear shorts or never wear socks again?
Oof. Yeah, I'm going to go with never wear shorts because y'all know I don't ever really wear shorts, so it's the easy
but
one.
But what if you're at the beach? Fuck. I mean, you live like fucking 5 minutes away from the beach.
You get some of those spandex underwear that dry off real quick and just use those as board shorts.
All right, fuck. Yeah, socks.
I'd rather not wear shorts.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly.
Loophole.
I'll wear a Speedo. I don't give a fuck.
I could show off my tattoos in a kilt.
Yeah, I'll rock a Speedo.
I guess shorts for me.
I'd rock a tan Speedo, so it, like
I never rock shorts unless it's summertime.
I've never seen
100 degrees.
I wore shorts twice
like
on the beach.
I've showed up in like
at the beach like once
shorts
twice.
Here as well.
Yeah, yeah, once or twice.
It was like 100 degrees out, and I was like, fuck this. I'm not getting swamp ass today.
Right? Fucking A. All right, next question.
All right. Would you rather consult a Ouija board or Magic 8-Ball for answers to your questions?
Look around my room. What do you think?
Brett's answer is a Ouija board.
Yeah, for sure.
Magic 8-Ball.
My answer is a Magic 8-Ball.
I mean, hold up. I could get a Magic 8-Ball, and then we can consult the Ouija board.
Hey, he's on to something here.
I feel like it'd be a little more...
Ouija board.
I'd know what I would be talking to if I went through an 8-Ball. I'm going to go with 8-Ball.
I mean, if I go through an 8-Ball, I can fuck with a Ouija board.
All right.
I do have a crystal ball at home, so you know I'll go with the Magic 8-Ball.
Ouija board for sure.
But only if we rent out that room in the Queen Mary that comes.
Nah,
with the
dude,
Ouija
we gotta rent out the room in the Magic Castle that comes with a fucking Houdini.
Well, the Queen Mary where those people died.
Yeah, you could do that one, or you could do the Houdini seance at the Magic Castle. All right. Would you rather? Oh, really? Great one for last year. Would you rather never use toilet paper again, or wear wrinkled clothes forever?
Would you rather what? Wrinkled clothes or?
Wear wrinkled clothes for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. or never use toilet paper again?
Wrinkled clothes.
Yeah, I already wear wrinkled clothes. And
I give zero fucks on that.
Who paid attention to last year, we were all dangerously close to not having fucking toilet paper anyway.
Yeah, can we talk about how fucking ridiculous that was?
Yeah, what's
it
with...
It made sense because I went into the store and sneezed and like 20 people shit their pants. Or no, I coughed.
He's got yolks.
I just think it was fucking ridiculous. Can we talk about those ridiculous assholes that bought fucking...
Let's panic.
Big ass packs of fucking toilet paper and now they're stuck with
all
this toilet
paper. Buy fucking toilet paper. You hear about the guy who... the lady who accidentally ordered like 400 and like made a throne of toilet paper, took a picture and then returned it.
Jeez.
Like, she fucked up, right? So
she had fun with it.
I don't know how you didn't realize you fucked up when you order, let's say you're ordering 4 packs, right? And you get 4,000. How do you not notice that bill is fucking ridiculous? But
yeah.
Whatever. That's a whole nother.
Freight shipping charge.
Right. That's a whole nother fucking question. But they showed up in a fucking truck, not in a fucking delivery van. And then they unloaded the like 4 pallets of fucking like toilet paper. She was like, what the fuck? How does that take that long? Whatever. That's a whole other question. But she took the opportunity to build a throne of toilet paper during the fucking toilet paper pandemic and took a picture and then returned it and everything and got her money back and all that. So it's like, all right, cool. I get it. She fixed her fuck up and she took the photo opportunity. But people fucking lost their shit because they didn't read the full story and fucking went off on this bitch. Oh, you're sitting on there and people could use it. And like, it's like, fucking y'all motherfuckers, it wouldn't be an issue if y'all motherfuckers would be normal and just buy toilet paper.
Yeah. She's probably the same type of person that doesn't know she's pregnant and then gets on the toilet and
shits out a baby.
You know, yeah.
Wow, Matt. Wow, you're a fucking asshole.
That was a bit much.
Jesus fucking Christ.
How do you not know?
You mean the alien?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, what's your fucking question, dickhead?
You know what, asshole?
What?
Would you rather never be able to use a GPS ever again or never take another elevator again?
Oh, shit. Fuck. I like elevators, and I can't live without my GPS. I'd be fucking lost.
Right, I have a hard time getting around a town I grew up in.
My back is getting fucked, so I'll take the elevator over the GPS.
You're going to bring back MapQuest or what?
I mean, I do it anyway. Anytime I type in a destination, I'll look at the route first.
I can read a Thomas guide.
Because the GPS is like, turn right here and... Two feet.
Yeah, dude. You know, I can read a Thomas guide. I appreciate a map. I'm gonna have to go with fucking GPS.
And it makes you more self sufficient because you're off grid or something.
Exactly. What
you
if
have
a fucking
to go from primitive means to learn how to navigate?
What if an EMP were to go off and we all get fucked? People who don't know how to read a map or Thomas guide are screwed.
That's true.
All right, so
that's a very real thing.
Lewis, have we convinced you to be a elevator rider?
All right, elevator it is.
All right. Yeah. So what is your next question as you go to the next topic, because we're not willing to pay for this app?
No, of course not.
unless we get more listeners.
Let's see.
How much is this app, by the way?
This app, I'm not sure. I didn't really look into it.
I mean, it keeps saying it's free 7-day trial, so we can sign up on like each of our individual emails and get a 7-day trial, and that's like 14 to 28 days.
I think we will actually subscribe to this. I'm liking a lot of the questions
on
here.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
This one's from a deck called Icebreakers.
Icebreakers.
What did your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
Fucking not this.
15-year-old self.
Fucking
yeah,
A. No. My 15-year-old self imagined I would be like touring the world on a fucking skateboard.
I figured I'd be designing cars.
I figured I'd be in a band.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, we all had delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
Here we are in our 30s doing a
there
podcast.
With the music.
I'm kind of not even partway there, but I'm in front of a microphone. So
I can't skateboard anymore. So
I've never been able to skateboard. Fun fact.
I gave up and stopped after I tore my ACL. So,
all right.
Then you took an arrow to the knee, so there's that too.
That was Brett.
Oh, wait, that was Brett.
That was my past life.
I took an arrow to the dick.
I took a curb to the knee. Those red curbs weren't slippery enough, apparently.
You got to wax them, fool.
You know, some of them are like really thick and slippery. Others, not so much.
Well, speaking of thick and slippery things, man, what's your theme song?
Roller Coaster, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And why?
Why? Because I used to go into the skating rink in Fountain Valley, and it was literally my theme song. When I walked in the front doors, the DJ would throw that song on.
Oh, so you legit had a theme song.
It was a legit, yeah, it wouldn't be my choice, but like there of music that they would play there, that was kind of like my choice.
All right.
And so, yeah, I mean.
You heard it here.
So I legit had a theme song, so that's
Matt
why I said
actually
that.
Has a theme song. Holy shit.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty fucking fresh. I'm not going to lie. I kind of wish I had a theme song.
You can go there like 4 or 5 times a week, and, you know.
Lewis, what would your theme song be?
That one's easy. Fergalicious by Fergie.
Oh, nice.
I'm just fucking with you. I don't know. You know, that's a tough one because maybe. Oh, shit. Pass. Go.
Pass? I guess I'd have to be a brick house.
Brick house?
Nah, fuck, dude. I don't know. Definitely not a fucking magic thing because everyone always fucking plays that shit for me and it's like overplayed.
Oh, dude,
like some shit
magic.
Like that. Or like, definitely not that because that's overplayed. But I definitely do like the, like, I guess it would have to be some like fucking weird hip hop song that I grew up listening to. Something by Low Key. For sure.
Oh, okay.
Distant Planet 7. Pretty dope. Probably that. So, Lewis, have you had time to think about it, or are you worried about what Matt's doing with your pen?
I'm more concerned about what Matt's doing with my pen.
It's only
there.
Been in his left ear, so I think you're okay.
It's my right ear.
That's, oh, shit.
And my mouth.
And his dick hole.
Yeah.
So weird. The most Batman theme song.
Most expensive sounding kit ever.
From the animated series. Because why not?
Not another word, Matt. This will be in fucking Patreon episode. One more episode. This is a Patreon episode. The Batman theme song from Batman Forever?
No, from the animated series.
Oh, from the animated series.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. I like that one. Okay. I could see myself walking down the halls to that. Do, 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 do,
do, do. You have to walk kind of fast.
Yeah, why not?
All right. All right, Matt, what's your question there?
When was the last time you felt lit up?
Like a week ago. Y'all were here for it.
Oh, shit.
Felt like a fucking candle.
I guess
I think it was actually 2 weeks ago.
Saturday. So, like, okay. A couple days ago.
Yeah, like, y'all were here for it. We recorded an episode, and I felt like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. You were pretty fucking lit.
Up. Is that really the question?
Reminds me, yeah. Reminds me of the time that person literally was turned into a Christmas tree at that...
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
Human Patreon Christmas tree.
Patreon episode. Yep. We'll stop right there.
Me? I don't know, before I go to bed sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of getting ready to go to bed.
I think this episode's gone on long enough. Yeah, let's do one more question, then we'll...
Well, I'll say it at once. Ready?
Ready?
One, two, three.
What would you write a book about? Wow, Matt, yeah, you fucked that up, and you're the one holding the iPad.
You know what?
What?
I was reading it from a weird angle, to my defense.
Yeah,
Anyways, what would you write a book about?
What the fuck you think I'd write a book about? Magic, clearly.
Oh, yeah, he can't write, though.
Yes, I can.
But you just said you couldn't write.
Or read.
Y'all know I lie for a living, right?
Yeah, fair point.
I'm inclined to believe it. But... what would I write a book about? How to fail in life.
And then not write the book.
Yes.
You'd write the cover and then just publish a blank book.
It'd be a bestseller.
Oh my God, dude. It would be a best that.
Fucking seller.
Fucking A, dude. Can we actually do that? How to fail in life and then just a blank book.
It's going to sound cliche.
What?
An autobiography.
His autobiography would be pretty interesting.
I would buy it.
To those who don't listen to this podcast and know part of it,
signed copy, Lewis.
His autobiography, dope.
What would you title it, though?
Yeah, what's the title of your autobiography?
Ooh,
I came in like a wrecking ball.
No, it would be Matt
Wrecking Ball Hickam.
But I don't know what the name would be. The name would be, I don't know.
All right. Well. Yeah. Good talk. But yeah, no, I would definitely do one about like deception or magic.
What would you title it?
Obviously. It would have to depend on the content of the book. It would either be
powder. This book's not what you think it's about.
Nah, it would either be like card magic mixed with the mentalism that I've done or some of the hypnosis that I've learned. And then it would just have to be dependent on the content.
Okay.
Like, that's it.
Mine would be titled, The Trials and Tribulations of a Latino Kid Growing Up in the Ghetto.
Wow, that's a long fucking title.
Yeah, it'd be fucking amazing.
Fuck yeah, it would.
And it would be blank, so hey. It'd
be just empty in the middle?
It's just empty.
Because there's no trials and tribulations of being a Latino kid growing up in the ghetto?
Hey, you know, it is what it is, man.
Life's easy in the hood, dog.
Hey, fool, you know what's up, eh?
Hey, dog. Grew up across them Slater slums. All right, this has been a very strange celebration episode. We fucking partied in the first half and then kind of chilled the second half.
Yeah, isn't that how most of our episodes go?
Yeah. Should we mention the reason we're doing this episode?
We already did.
Yeah? So are you going to put that little...
celebration. And we also had technical difficulties with our connectivity issues with our interview.
We were doing an interview, and then we weren't doing an interview because the internet was like, fuck your interview.
And then we were like, we were doing an interview, and the internet's like, no. And then we're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
we'll try this. And then we were doing an interview.
And we did, like, and then it just didn't work. So we're going to try to fix that later. So this is the celebration bonus episode that we're a fucking year old. And, Matt, are you going to do the extra work that I'm going to talk about in a second, or?
Probably not.
All right, then I'm not going to talk about it. Y'all tune in to next week's episode where we do a fun interview.
Yeah, next week's episode should be fun. If you thought this one was funny, wait till you get the next one.
Wait till you get the next one.
Oh, yeah. Man, the next one's going to be amazing.
You can hear all about this freaking guy who walked into a bar. It's a mushroom who walked into a bar.
Holy shit, you're right. Next week's episode...
And then he turned out to be a fun guy.
So a security guard walks into a bar.
It hurt.
And then I was going to say, Mentel's better jokes.
Okay.
Security guard walks into a bar and then tells better jokes than me.
It makes sense when you listen to the episode. So.
Wow, you fucked that up three times.
It double clicked, and I was like, I got to do it a third time.
Yeah.
So from all of us here at Matt's Not Here, I'm Lewis.
I'm Brett.
And I'm not here.
That's true, he's not.
Except you are.
I am.
And let's be honest, you've been here for at least a year.
This has been the celebration episode of...
Matt's Not Here!
All right, that was a good episode, guys. Yeah, good thing.
That was fun. Let's get out of here, man.
We're not recording. Can I take my pants off now?
You can. You can.
Sweet. Yours are still on?
Well, you know, we're not all as talented as you.
I mean, hey. I mean,
we're not on air anymore, so.
Oh, that's true.
Fuck, I can take these.
Take them off.
Things off. So, did y'all bring the real drugs?
The real drugs?
What?
What?
Oh, shit.
Where do you think I hide the meth?
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to pull it out of your ass, right?
What?
Oh, I tuck it under my balls.
Did we stop recording?
Hey, why is that red light still flashing?
Oh, shit.
Doesn't that mean we're... Oh, shit!
Oh, I'm glad I didn't talk shit to our listeners.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at...
Matt's Not Here. And then podcast Instagram. Or Instagram at Matt's Not Here Podcast.
And TikTok at Matt's Not Here Podcast.
I think so, yeah. Bye.
Fuck and join the cult of MNH.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
too. Bye.
And we love you. Bye. And MNH Production.